I've re-recorded this intro like 10 times because I keep getting tongue twisters, and I'm going to say this as slow as possible. Hello, welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. I am your host, Sarah. I hope you're all having a wonderful week as always. It's a beautiful day where I live today. It's supposed to be 70 degrees, so I have some windows open. If you hear some rustling, just bear with me. It's just the outside. It's nature, you guys. I'm welcoming nature back into my home. It's February and I have a window open right now in my living room. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. My cat is on like cloud nine right now because he can sit in the windows. My dogs are outside on my patio and life is good today. Life is good every day, but you know, you have those moments where it's just real good. So I'm so happy you're joining me for another episode. Last week when we talked about open communication with our family about the mental state we're in and the importance of doing so and being open with yourself as well is such an importance. And that's what I kind of wanted to piggyback off of today. So many of you had written in about, you know, being open and honest with yourself. As always, we always talk about self-care and making sure you're checking in with your own mental health. But what happens with your body when your mind and your body aren't communicating correctly, or if they're communicating too much, and your mental well-being can affect your physical health? It's such a big thing. And I have so many of you that we discuss this through email and messaging, and I really wanted to do an episode on it and answer a couple of questions, but mainly talk about understanding the mind and body connection. And when I was watching, so okay, this is how I know, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm a huge believer in that. I really truly believe the people in our lives, the experiences, the worst days of our lives, the grief, the hardships, the best days of our lives, the windows being open, everything is such a domino effect in how our lives play out. And I think that every small tiny thing happens for a reason. Okay, so I say all that to say this. I watch, you know, Netflix and Hulu. I kind of bounce back and forth between the two. Well, on Hulu is one of my favorite shows. That's kind of a repetitive show I watch while I'm like cleaning and doing things. Anyways, every time I had been turning on Hulu lately, it was doing that weird thing where, I don't know if you have Hulu or not, it'll automatically start playing a show. Drives me crazy. Don't know why it does it. It's happened quite a bit. Anyways, Life of Beth. It's the show that kept playing. It literally started playing so much and I would not realize it, because sometimes I would honestly just click Hulu and click my profile and like walk away and start doing my dishes and whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'll click a show when I come back through after it loads. It would play this Life of Beth show so much that it was all like season two and I didn't even realize that that's the show I'd been playing. It was just noise to me at that point. A lot of times I'm, you know, just doing things. Anyways, I had paid no attention to the show, no idea what it was about, zero clue. Anyways, I felt like it was such a sign for me to watch it because of how much it turned on. My husband and I would joke, we'd be going to bed at night, I'd go to turn on our favorite show, and this show starts playing again. He's like, geez, season two, episode three, like, what's it about? I'm like, I have no idea. Anyway, so Life of Beth is pretty much, it has Amy Schumer in it. I love Amy Schumer, but not so much in this show. I didn't think I would love this because it's kind of like a serious show. She has her typical humor, of course. I do chuckle, and it has Michael Cera in it. Anyway, so I'm like, you know, I really should start watching the show. I feel like it's a sign, and I kind of laughed. The next day, I open up TikTok, and it's one of my favorite creators. She's someone I love, and I wish I could shout her out, but I can't think of her username right now. Anyways, she starts talking about how she went to Life of Beth season two premiere and she was so excited, got to meet Amy Schumer, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like this show is everywhere, even though like it's not. It seems like it's everywhere for me right now. Like it's everywhere. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to watch this show. So it starts out first episode, you know, her mom dies. She's contemplating breaking up with her boyfriend. And she's a whole mess. She's a mess. Her and her mom had a decent relationship, but not the best. So she didn't know how to feel when her mom died. And she just kind of was going through it. She was really going through it. And she wasn't feeling well, okay? Again, stay with me. I know this is a story. She wasn't feeling well. She goes to the doctor. Now, the only doctor I know who didn't, like, push medication on her right away genuinely was asking questions that any logical, you know, person with any mental health or any kind of, you know, nutritional degree would ask somebody. Okay, your stomach's hurting, you know, are you chewing well enough? Are you sleeping well enough? What kind of foods are you eating? How much are you drinking? Do you smoke? And they were asking the logical doctor questions, but then he got into the mental state. He goes, I noticed you mentioned your mom just passed away and that can really, you know, wreak havoc on the system and all this stuff. And she wasn't making the connection. She's like, okay, I'm not here for that. Like, I'm here because my stomach hurts. And in my head, I'm like, yes, like that can happen. Like, you can be a whole hot mess in your body if you are a mess in your mind. And that really got me thinking how many people go through their daily lives in physical pain because of the mental state that they're in. Myself included 100%. And how much our mental and physical health is so deeply intertwined. People have no idea that they are best friends. They're best friends. Have you ever noticed, you know, if you think about something that makes you anxious, you get, you know, your heart's racing, you're short of breath, maybe you're getting like hot sweats, or if you think of something you're excited or you're around somebody you love and you get the butterflies and the excitement. The same things happen when you're stressed, when you're depressed, when you're going through something. Those physical qualities can happen in your body. And I will get terrible migraines if I'm, you know, having a stressful week, like horrendous migraines to the point I'm like, I'm definitely dying. And I will get terrible stomach aches. I will have back pain, like the inflammation it creates in my body. We've talked about this before with our hormones. The cortisol release in our bodies causes such inflammation that it can wreak havoc on just our natural body, but on top of if we already have physical issues, it's going to completely set them into effect. And here we are. Here we are. Our physical well-being is now affected due to us not taking care of the mental well-being. So I want you to understand how much of these things connect. And that's what our episode is going to be about this week. My week has been pretty great. I really centered myself this week. I told you guys last week it was a really hectic week for me. Probably the craziest I've had in a very long time where I needed to check myself. So I am taking this week and not doing much work. I would say putting myself out as much, like social media wise, just kind of like having fun and kind of doing my catch up stuff, the stuff that eases my mind, because it was so chaotic with my store last week and the week prior due to some fun things I had going on. I took that time to organize my inventory, to catch up, to organize my shipping supplies, to organize, you know, the chaos that was going on in my area where I do my work was hectic. So I did some calm time. I listened to music. I got that together. I didn't really do too much with social media. I didn't really do any videos. I didn't do what I would normally do this week so far. And I told myself, I'm going to take Monday and Tuesday off because it was so chaotic. And I'm going to just get the things I want to get done. Because I don't have a regular quote unquote job, I do work every day, I feel like. So I never really dedicate days off to myself. And even my days off are full of, now it's the personal errands. Of course, like anybody's day off, I would say. It's the personal errands. It's the podcast. It's the, you know, taking care of laundry and inventory. And it's not really the day off you would want, you know, the self-care day. So I told myself I was going to do that. And so Monday and Tuesday, that's my self-care days. I did my nails. I, you know, organized my bedroom really nicely and dusted and swept. And a lot of people think like, oh, that's cleaning, Sarah. And I'm like, no, that's my self-care. Taking care of my home is the most important thing to me, and making sure that it's livable, breathable, and minimal. When things are out of place or chaotic, like I said, in my workspace, I get a little overwhelmed. And so getting that back down to the minimum was my excitement. And I went shopping for office supplies and I ran to the dollar store and did like a little bit of fun shopping. Just those things, that the small things I enjoy for an hour or two of my day, really just, it made my day. Anyways, so that's what I knew I needed from last week. And talking about that, to talk about this subject, is because recognizing the signs of stress and how they can manifest in your body is super important to make sure that it doesn't become a vicious circle of oh my God, I'm stressed out. Oh my God, my body hurts. Oh my God, my body hurts. And now I'm stressed out. And I'm really stressed out because my body hurts. And it going in such a crazy chaos that you can't pinpoint which one started which. Okay, welcome to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely. Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, Bauer, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. Okay, so as much as understanding our mind and body connection, we have to understand that they are influencing each other. And we can experience, you know, stress or emotional stress, and it can really manifest physically in so many different forms, whether it's headaches or muscle tension. It can be, you can have digestive issues, like your belly can be so upset and you think like, oh my gosh, like, do I have a stomach bug? Like, no. I was talking to a good friend of mine and he works in the medical field, and he's like, at least like 2 out of 10 people I see, you know, they have manifested their health issues. They have created these issues in their body and they don't even know it. And now I'm not saying, of course, you know, that doctors don't ever miss things, but his experience of telling me is saying like, oh, I'll send him for tests, you know, we'll do all the evaluations and nothing will come back. And then I won't hear for a while. And, you know, the next time we're checking in, all of a sudden I'm like, hey, like, how was that? You know, how have you been feeling? And they're like, oh yeah, like, it was crazy after my daughter's graduation. I feel great. And he's like, oh yeah, well, yeah, you know, you literally thought you were dying from a tumor last month, but I'm glad. Like, it can create such a havoc in your body. And also, it can actually create that sickness. We talked about this time and time again, the cortisol release, the stress hormone. It's so poisonous to your body. It causes that inflammation, which can actually cause those physical problems. They're not made up in your head. You are creating a physical problem in yourself. This isn't like, oh, just stop thinking about it. No, like, it's causing an issue. You do have pain. This is not made up, but you are in control of the mental state you put into your body, right? And they're very much connected. So many people just think like, oh, you know, they're two different things. They are absolutely not two different things. The brain literally named itself, you guys. Like, your mind is in control of everything. And people are like, you know, I need to listen to my mind and not my heart. And they're the same thing. Same thing. Same thing. They're all run by the same program. They're in the same computer all together, right? So realizing that you can recognize these signs of stress, how they manifest in your body, do the mindfulness techniques, deep breathing, the muscle relaxation, making sure that your body is connecting, conversating, not completely cut off from your mind. And as much as they should be connected, so many people have them disconnected because they think that they should be two separate things, and they absolutely should not be. They need to be on the same page, but the same page needs to be in a positive, healthy way, because when one's negative, the other's negative. If you have a negative mindset, your body feels like shit. If you have a positive mindset, your body's going to feel good, right? You're going to feel good. So do, you know, all the self-care things that we always talk about, of course, you know, regular exercise, balanced diet, adequate sleep, every exercise. These are just fundamental pillars of maintaining a physical and mental well-being, right? So when you incorporate all those things into your mind and body practices, such as like do oh, you know what I really love? I really love yoga lately. So I've been really been into yoga and meditation, and really just being aware of my mind and body. And I know we talk about doing the mindfulness and deep breathing. Yoga is a little bit of an add-on to that, right? So exploring different mind and body practices and finding one that helps you. A lot of people I know hate yoga. A lot of people I know hate mindfulness. But starting with short sessions and then increasing the duration, you know, as you build your practice, making sure that you know consistency is key to experiencing the benefits of these habits. So many of my friends or people I talk to would be like, you know, I did it. It really wasn't my thing. So yeah. And I'm like, you did it one time? Well, yeah. I'm like, that's like being like, ah, you know, I ate a salad for, you know, lunch and dinner, and I didn't lose that 50 pounds. And I just, you know, I don't understand why I didn't lose weight today. It's crazy. It's crazy. And as we talked about last week, the delayed reaction from the mind and the body, it doesn't happen overnight. And I know that to so many people, that's discouraging. So many people want the quick fix. The same with the people, you know, that want to lose weight. They want the quick fix. They want the pill. They want the medicine. They want the surgery. They don't want to put in the work. And I'm not saying that in a mean negative way, because there's a lot of people that put in the work and don't get the results. I'm talking about the people who refuse to put in the work and want the instant results. That's not okay. It's not okay. And it makes your mind go, oh, I don't need to work that hard, because we can find an easier thing to do to fix us. You have to work hard. Your brain needs to work hard. Your brain needs to see you can do hard things. You can overcome big challenges. Because if you're constantly taking the easy way out, guess what's an easy way back in, right? It's just going to keep going over and over and over again until you create such a strong build wall foundation in yourself that these things just stop fucking with you altogether, right? And when they do, they know that they don't stand a chance. They're like, yeah, I'm just here for the day. I know. Like, I know I can't stay. I'm just here for the day. Like, you're just having an off day with your hormones, but I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Like, you need these negative feelings to fear you. You need to not fear them yourself, right? Oh my gosh, my dog is having a bad dream and he thinks that he should bark. Okay. Anyways, so creating such a strong foundation and knowing in your mind, in your body, in your heart, all things connected, that you can do hard things, right? My sister and I say that to each other all the time, and I love it. And sometimes she hates when I say it, because she's like, I don't want to. I'm like, you can do hard things. She's like, don't use that against me, because she says it to me all the time as well. So it's so funny. Anyways, okay. So now introducing these things, so many people are like, oh, I just didn't like it. I don't know. Start with short sessions, okay? Remember, being consistent is the key. Experience these amazing benefits. And really, you have to know that this is just like a diet or exercise and losing weight. Like, it's not going to happen overnight, but one day you are going to wake up and your pants are going to fit different. One day you're going to wake up and your mind isn't going to go to the negative anxiety. One day your mind and your body are going to be on the same page, and they're going to be the same machine, the same functioning little, you know, operation going on. And you're going to go, oh my gosh, they talk to each other. They're talking to each other again. Get your mind and your body on the same page again. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Okay, so I really want to talk about examples of how mental and emotional experiences can manifest in the body. And when we are talking about headaches or digestion, tension, all the things like that. So how many of you, you know, see those little reminders like, hey, relax your muscles. I'll see those all the time. Like, it's kind of like a funny thing on Facebook, like your tongue, is it in the roof of your mouth? Are your shoulders relaxed? Is your back bent weird? Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting like a croissant. What do you want from me? Like, I don't understand. But muscle tension can come on with stress, anxiety, and anger issues. It can cause issues, particularly in your neck and shoulders and back. And that tension is what can lead to your headaches or stiffness, even chronic pain, conditions like those tension headaches and fibromyalgia, right? So I didn't know anything about the fibromyalgia, but with the headaches, when I notice I'm super stressed, my chiropractor actually gave me some tips of how to get rid of my headache if it's due to muscle tension and stress. And I had been doing them lately when I would get or feel a headache coming on even. I would start doing those muscle relaxation techniques and even little tips and tricks I learned on TikTok, of all things. I swear, TikTok is my new doctor, by the way, because I get better information. Anyways, so I would do these little things for my migraines and my headaches, and within 20 minutes, they're gone, and I'm like, oh, it was stress. It was tension, and if it didn't go away, I'm like, well, yeah, I was staring at my computer for 6 hours. No wonder I have a headache, right? So when I was practicing these things and noticing that my headaches were going away, I was going, oh, so I was manifesting my stress somewhere, and it decided to physically come out. What do I need to check in on? And I think acknowledging our pain and our frustration in our physical body can really help our mental health, right? So many of us will go, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I'm just exhausted, or I don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. That exhaustion, that physical feeling, check in on that. Don't only check in on your mental health when you're having anxiety, when you're feeling overwhelmed. Check in when your body doesn't feel right. When you're having digestive issues, you know, digestive issues can really come from so much emotional stress. I know that's where mine come from. It can impact all of that. It leads to those stomach cramps, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. The gut-brain connection is huge, and it plays a huge role in how those emotions affect your digestion. So many people I know, when they have anxiety, they're running to the bathroom, right? It's often referred to as that gut feeling, and it's a true thing. Your mind is telling your body something when they say, follow your gut. Do you have a yucky feeling? Like, why is this making my body feel yucky, right? And so a lot of times before I really started taking care of myself and my surroundings, I would notice around certain people or environments, my belly was not happy. And I started listening to it, and I started going, now what is happening to where my body is physically rejecting these people and this environment? Why? Why is that? And then I started realizing that's because these people weren't aligning with the life I wanted. They weren't aligning with the values I have. And I was the constant trier. I didn't want to be that. So then when I removed myself from these people, these environments, creating these boundaries and bricking my wall to the point of strength and having a solid foundation of the life I wanted and my future self, I went, oh, I feel so much better. Like, I feel better not being a part of this environment. I feel better not being around these people. Your body literally tells you what you should and shouldn't be doing, but so many of us tune it out. You tune it out because it's easier that way. You don't want to hurt feelings. You don't want to, you know, disrupt your life. You're such in a comfort groove of life, and you kind of just are good at a standstill. You don't want to pursue your dreams because what would people think? You're kind of good just chilling because, you know, I don't want to, you know, be uncomfortable. And I'm constantly telling one of my good friends this. When she does something that I know is not good for her, or when she's telling me she knows it's not good for her, and I say, are you really comfortable? She'll say, yeah, I am comfortable. I'm like, that's awful. That's awful. Get uncomfortable. When you are too comfortable, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're staying still or you're going backwards. And that's just not how you want to be. You have to be on a constant state of up, 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 up. You have to be going up in life. Because you don't want to be content just being where you are. I don't care, the best person in the world, they're still getting better. They're still doing different things. And I always have people joke with me, Sarah, you just are doing so much. You've got so much going on. I'm like, I know, I want to be better. I want to be the best. I want to be my best self. And every day my best self gets further away because I'll never get there. I'll never achieve it. It's the constant chase of growing and being better than I was yesterday. That's it. Nobody's the best of the best, not one single person on this planet. I just want to be my best. That's it, right? So following those gut feelings and going, even if I'm like having the nervous butterflies, it's great. It's that uncomfy like excitement. Your gut knows when it's bad and your gut knows when it's good. Listen, let your mind and your body connect on that topic. All right, what's another? So, heart palpitations. That's another big one. Heart palpitations are a big one with anxiety, but intense emotions like fear or excitement or whatever, they can, I said, or whatever, like, look at me just rambling, you know, whatever, your heart skips a couple beats, who cares, right? Anyway, so when you feel that pounding or that fluttering in your chest, that physical sensation is often a result of your body's like fight or flight response. So when I was early diagnosed with anxiety, like I said, when I was like 18 or 19, my resting heart rate would be like 170. And I'm like, this is not good, right? Like I can feel in my ears my heart beating. And I really didn't understand it. Of course, you know, my doctor talked me through it and all the things, and I was on medicine for a while and blah, blah, blah. So then, of course, now I'm older. And one of my last jobs I had, it wasn't in an unsafe place, but it was in like a big plaza area that had been robbed a lot lately. Okay. Like it had been broken into like 3 times, not when anybody was there, thankfully, but like, you know, windows busted and completely destroyed. And when I was working the night shift, I hated it. And I didn't work nights often. Like I think I worked it like 3 or 4 times a total I was there because I wanted to be home for my son. And that was kind of my scheduled deal. But there were a couple times I picked up a night shift. Anyways, I hated closing because, you know, walking outside and like just being visible. It was a place that had like all glass windows so people could see in. And I would get anxious. And that was when I first felt palpitations. Like I thought my heart was going to come out my chest. Like I'm here, I am just like closing down a store, feeling a little anxious, but I'm like, it's fine. Like you leave in like 20 minutes. You're just going to walk out to your car with the girls. Like we're going to be just fine. And I was feeling just very anxious for some strange reason. And my heart starts palpitating. Now this happened for like the next like 3 nights that I was closing. I'm like, what is happening? So I finally call my doctor. And like, this is what's going on. I had to do like the heart monitor for a full month, mind you. And this was a while ago. So it wasn't those little fancy wireless ones. I looked like a straight up robot with wires tucked in my pockets. And was it dramatic? Probably. But was I scared because I'd never felt this new symptom before? Yeah. But it was my mind activating that fight or flight. I was nervous. I was scared. So it was like my body was preparing for the initial like run, you know? So my heart was like, all right, we're pumped. We're ready. I'm ready to go. Like, let's do this. Why aren't we running? Why is she fixing that perfume bottle? Like it seriously just started. Like, it was like, what's happening? So I wore the heart monitor. You know, the doctor did see when it was palpitating. He wasn't concerned. He's like, you know, you're already on, I have to take, of course, blood pressure medication due to my kidney disease. It increases my blood pressure. But part of that, it regulates my heart rhythm. Again, this was part of my anxiety. It just kind of regulates your heartbeat. I have, what do they call it? Tachycardia, right? My dad also has it. So I'm like, oh, okay, like this is fine. He's like, I'm not going to even increase your medicine. Like this is, you need to mentally fix what's going on because I'm seeing a pattern here. He's like, I can increase your medicine. He's like, do you want me to? I'm like, no, like, I just want to know that my heart's not just going to like shut off in a moment, right? Heart palpitations are a fight or flight response. Okay. Of course, always check in with your doctor, do the right thing, make sure it's nothing, no bigger picture here. But when you are feeling anxious and when you're thinking about it, I could literally make a palpitation happen right now if I wanted to. So when you're able to control how sometimes your mind can connect to your body, that's a really strong PowerPoint to be able to discuss and be like, I can really make my body do whatever I want it to. But also, you can make your body do whatever you want it to. Become connected with your body. Become a brand ambassador today for Sarah Bauer Boutique. Go to www.sarahbauerboutique.com to sign up to become a brand ambassador today. All right, what else do we have here that can cause? Oh, skin conditions. Oh my gosh, yes. So stress and anxiety can really amp up your skin conditions if you have eczema, psoriasis, acne, all that stuff. Emotional distress can trigger that inflammation in the body, and that can lead to flare-ups or worsening conditions, even of existing conditions that you already have. So I know so many of us will be like, oh my gosh, my skin's breaking out. I've been so stressed this week. That really is a thing. It really is. Even the stress hormone with, we talked about last week with women's cycles and things like that, that causes that stress hormone, which causes the breakouts or the extra oily skin, things like that. Of course, they're all in a roundabout way connected because they exist together. They coexist in your body together, and your mind can potentially be in charge of when those things can be released, depending on where you are in your mental state. Respiratory system. Symptoms, respiratory symptoms, emotional distress can lead to shallow breathing, hyperventilation, symptoms such as shortness of breath, chest tightness, panic attacks. We've all been there, right? So with respiratory symptoms like that, with panic attacks, so many of us can feeling of hyperventilation. You can't get a deep breath even when you try. And so many people I talk to, I'm like, did you do your box breathing? They're like, I can't breathe in for 4 seconds. I can barely breathe. And I'm like, okay, not funny, but at the same time, you have to start focusing. And sometimes if you feel like you can't get a deep breath, I'll put my hand on my leg and I'll kind of go from my upper thigh and I'll rub down to my knee and I'll watch it go back and forth really slowly. And slowly I start matching my breath as my hand goes up and I bring my hand back down. I'm doing it right now. You can probably hear my pants rubbing, but I'll just slowly, I'm going to go up and then I'm going to bring it back down. Now my mind and body are connecting. I'm connecting the two. I need you both on the same page. My mind, I need you to watch my hand. Body, I need you to listen to my mind when it's telling you to breathe, right? We're going back and forth, back and forth. Because respiratory symptoms can sometimes be one of the worst ones of anxiety, I feel like. When you feel like you can't breathe or you feel like you're short of breath or it's really tight and you're like, is this a heart attack? Like, is this the time I'm overlooking it? Am I overlooking it or is this true panic? Is this what's happening with me right now? When you're able to connect your mind to your body, you're able to tell the difference easier. And I'm not saying that they're going to completely go away. You're just going to be able to rationalize what's happening in you, okay? Next one was the immune system suppression, right? I keep saying right. I think I replaced with right. I think that's what I've been doing lately. Okay, so prolonged stress or negative emotions can weaken your immune system. I know personally, when I start getting sick, I'm like, I let my guard down. I say that all the time, but it can make you more susceptible to infections or illnesses. And that's due to the release of these stress hormones, which can suppress immune functions over time, right? So I did it again, but it can. I'm right. So I'm just like confirming that I'm right. Anyway, so all the time I'll tell my husband, I'm like, I was so good all week, like, you know, on it, making sure that everything is in place, blah, blah, blah. And then I let my guard down and I have a sore throat this morning. And I always feel like it's when I relax, not relax in the sense of like, you know, I always want to make sure I am in a good mental space, but like when I'm working really hard and, you know, my body is just doing exactly what I need it to do. And then I'm like, oh, it's the weekend, time to relax. And my body's like, oh, cool, we're shutting down now. And I'm like, oh no, now I'm sick. But it's not that of, obviously it's not that dramatic. I'm very dramatic. But when you're constantly having a stress or feeling those negative emotions, it does over time weaken your immune system and it can cause you to get sick more often. And it's really a thing. So many people I know that are constantly stressed out or living in a state of chaos are sick a lot. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, you're sick. You made yourself sick. You did that. You made yourself sick because of your environment. Get yourself a healthier environment in your mind, in your body, and in your life. They all have to connect. It's a full cycle here, you guys. Okay, next one is sleep disturbances. So anxiety and depression or even those racing thoughts that we talk about all the time, those disrupt your sleep patterns. I get them a lot myself. But it can lead to insomnia, poor sleep quality, chronic sleep deprivation. I had to write that out, like completely spell that out because tongue twisters. it can really speed up mental health issues. So when you're creating a cycle of physical and emotional distress, when you're not sleeping correctly, it can cause these small feelings of mental health struggles and it can really amp them up. I mean, the smallest thing, like I'm sure you guys heard of the story, The Princess and the Pea, right? If you didn't, it's this princess and they're like, oh, put a pea under a mattress. If she's really a princess, she'll feel the pea, blah, blah, blah. Stack 100 mattresses on top of the pea. She's going to feel that pea. And she did. And she's a princess. And she's like, blah, blah, blah. I think it's something like that. Anyways, so when you're not sleeping, the pea being a small, you know, life issue error can feel like a boulder, right? But we know it's not. We know it's not. We know if we really check in with our mind and we ask ourselves, have I been getting enough sleep? Have I been eating properly? Have I been moving my body enough? Have I been mentally stimulating myself to know things? And that's a really big one for me. I don't know about you, but if you work from home, you have to mentally stimulate yourself a lot. You have to make sure, like, I think that's why I like to learn so many things and do so many different, you know, entrepreneur stuff. I'm constantly wanting to stimulate my mind and learn more things and do more projects and, you know, invest in more fun situations that are exciting to me. So I think that when you are stimulating your mind in a good way, like, it's wonderful. But if you're sleep deprived, it's overwhelming, right? If I was sleep deprived, I would be like, why am I doing all these things? Shut everything down. It's too much, right? So chronic pain conditions as well. That's another one I wanted to move on to. Emotional trauma and unresolved psychological issues are huge contributors to the development of chronic pain, such as, like we talked about, the fibromyalgia, IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, or chronic fatigue syndrome. I know these are a lot I'm throwing at you, but there's so many people that aren't realizing that the mind and body are connecting. Now, is this 100% of the time? No, not 100% of the time. Is it a huge factor into if it's already existing and you're possibly making it worse? Yes. Is it something that can be created through a mental stress state constantly and become chronic? Yes. So all three, all the above, the answer is D, right? So if I say right again, I'm just going to instantly answer myself with wrong. Okay. So when your chronic pain conditions are exacerbated by the psychological issues that are happening, a big thing that you need to do is point out what you've been going through. Get out that notebook. These chronic conditions are awful. And when you, what's the word I'm looking for? When you amp them up, you know, when you get them going, when they're activated, I don't know. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. It's extremely painful. And a lot of people are dealing with these things that are excruciating and they're struggling and everyday life is becoming unbearable due to their bodies. But when I say, like, completing the full circle, why does my body hurt? Is it my mind? Is my mind making my body? How are these connected? What's going on in my life? Past, present, future. Check, check, check. We have to look into all the things because doctors are doctors, but they're also not able to, you know, zoom into your brain and go, this is what you're thinking and this is why this is happening. So they can examine you, make sure it's nothing serious, but you have to be the one that's checking in on your mental well-being. You have to be that one. And of course, reach out for support if needed. Therapy is such a staple for so many of us. And I think it's wonderful to know that there's somebody that kind of is like poking around in there and they're like, this is how you've been living. Like, you know, you don't got to live like that. Like, pack this shit up. We can downsize, you know. I'm a minimalist in my house and I'm a minimalist in my mind. My husband and I were sitting on the couch the other day and something had happened. I can't really remember the exact topic. And I was like, I did like this little test. I can't remember. And it said like, maybe you're disconnected from reality. And I started laughing. I was like, I'm the most connected to reality of any person I've ever met in my life. Like, I overanalyze things, but I think my answers were confused for being like checked out when really my emotional state just doesn't allow it to get that far. And I just go, oh no, I'm going to shut that down. Like, no, I'm not going to allow those feelings in my body because they're not justified nor warranted and they're trying to be guilted into being in my body. So I'm constantly making sure that the way my body wants me to feel is justified to my mind. So I keep my mind and my body very much connected and I go, oh, no, we're going to shut those down. And I think we're both on the same page as that. So with good feelings, I do the opposite, of course, but I really exacerbate those feelings. I really make sure that they are like maximized to the top. When I feel something good, I mean, I feel it. And I am going to be so excited. And I'm going to make sure my body knows these feelings are the welcome ones. These feelings are the ones that I really want to pay attention to. Now, I'm not saying like negative emotions are never allowed in my body. No, you have to feel things. You have to know what's going on. But you don't have to hang out with them. You don't. Hello, neighbor. I pulled the hello, neighbor the other night. I was like, oh, why are you here? I had like a weird emotion. And I was like, hello, neighbor. I know why you're here. You know, my mail got put in your mailbox. But, you know, reality was I was having a little anxiety. And I'm like, thank you for letting me know. This is why it's happening. All right, you have a good night. All right, yep, nope, mail's all going to be correct tomorrow. I'm going to say something to the mail guy. And I kind of have all these little scenarios in my head for my struggles or if I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed. And my boutique is not overwhelming or stressful, but obviously I'm running a whole freaking store. Like it can be a process of, whew, I could be overwhelmed and stressed in a good way. Never in a negative way because I love my store, but it can be something that I go, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this all by myself. Like all by myself. I have a massive spring shipment coming in, right? So on Thursday, yes, when this episode is released, my shipment will be here. So I know Thursday is going to be a huge day for me. I mean, it is going to be like, I think I got a big box truck coming to unload the shipment. It's going to be a lot and I'm very fully prepared for it. I'm very excited for it. I'm stoked. Like a new spring shipment of clothing. Like I'm so excited. But I know what entails in that, which means photograph, inventory, weighing, you know, uploading, making sure it's entered correctly, SKU number, scanning, storing, packaging, repackaging. I know it's a lot, right? So in my mind, I'm organized, right? I have my right, wrong. I have my lists. I have my notes. I have Monday through Sunday completely bullet pointed. If you've seen the way I organize these episodes, you'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I can't imagine her life because like the most organized but yet off track person you'll ever meet. I can have an organized list, but I kind of go off the rails sometimes. But when it comes to my store, I'm very organized. So I know come Thursday, this is my plan. This is what I'm doing. Friday as well, because I mean, this is going to be a process, but that's my thoughts. That's my plan. But my body, my body can go, oh, my stomach kind of hurts. I'm not feeling so great. And my skin going to break out and my hair's not going to do what I want it to do. And it just starts freaking out. My body can cause stomach aches. I get the digestive issues as well. My stomach, I'll just be sitting here and it's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shh. Ma'am, go back to your seat. This is okay. I can easily get overwhelmed. And I think that's all of us in life. We can all easily get overwhelmed. And all of these situations can connect themselves. And it can be a negative or a positive. As much as I'm so excited for my spring collection, I know it's a lot of work. And I get nervous of that sometimes. I'm like, oh, what if I mess it up? Just like we talked about earlier, you know, planning parties or events or, you know, vacations or get-togethers or whatever. You go, I got this. I've done it 1,000 times. Like, I run a store. This is what I do. Seasonal-wise, sometimes when I get big bulks for seasons, I get nervous because it's not just, you know, 5 or 10 items. It's 30 or 40 items. So you go, oh, that could be overwhelming. But when we understand that our minds are doing our best to try to process information and we are the conductors almost of this organization train. So we have to be the ones that puts them where they belong. And then our bodies in turn go, oh, this is so organized. Yeah, I'm fine. But when it's chaotic, our bodies are like, everybody freak out. And I just picture like, you know, trains going off the rails and, you know, all the destruction that comes along with the train falling over. And it's just like, and then it ends and we're like, wow, like, yeah, that was just a rock. Everybody thought it was a dog. I don't know why we turned the train like that. Like, it just becomes chaotic. So anyways, that's my roundabout story of how the mind and the body are connected. And I know that I love giving personal examples because so many of you write in your own personal experiences and I feel so connected with you. And I think that's awesome. Last week when we talked about making sure we were open in communication with our families, I got a couple of questions last week on extra things about our own bodies and us and how many times we need to constantly reconnect ourselves with our mind and our body and our families and all these things. So I picked three that I really liked and I want to go over them with you. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Okay, so a lot of these questions were somewhat answered in today's episode, but I wanted to go over them again so that you know that they're directed, right? So this person says, I often experience tension headaches during stressful times in my life. How can I alleviate this discomfort knowing that it's caused due to stress? Okay, so obviously we talked about this in the episode, but really just directing it towards you. Practice relaxation techniques. Do that deep breathing, because when you're doing deep breathing and doing the muscle relaxation to release that tension in your body, you can really get rid of so much stress. And I know so many people are like, yeah, like breathe and relax my shoulders. But it's so much more than that. And you really have to step into being uncomfortable to be comfortable. So many people feel weird doing certain things like this, but incorporating these stress-reducing activities into your everyday routine, such as like yoga or meditation, it is a delayed reaction. Just remember that. And I get really bad tension headaches myself. And so that's why I wanted to answer this question, was I discussed these with so many of you, of how our physical symptoms come on with our mental symptoms. And a lot of times when I'm feeling like I am getting physical symptoms, if I shut my mind down for a moment during mindfulness, I'm able to pinpoint more why I'm feeling this way. So not only am I telling you and stressing everybody do these kind of techniques, it's also, it allows that voice in your head that maybe is trying to get your attention, it allows it to be heard. I think everyday life tunes out sometimes our needs. But when you're able to take a couple moments and try to shut everything down, your own voice is able to be heard. And that's why I stress this so much. So many people are like, yeah, I hate meditation. I hate yoga. Mindfulness does nothing. I don't like doing deep breathing. But it's not just that. It allows your own voice to be heard. So don't think of it as just sitting in silence. Think of it as your purest form being able to be understood and come through. Okay. All right. Next one. I struggle with maintaining a healthy lifestyle due to my demanding work schedule. How can I prioritize my physical and mental well-being on my busy, busy days? Okay. So again, I always am telling people to look for the small opportunities throughout the day to incorporate any kind of movement, any kind of break, whether it's short walks, stretching, breaks, prioritizing that self-care by scheduling time for your activities that help you with relaxing, stress relief, whatever it is, even if it's just having a few moments in that day. And I know you said you have a busy schedule, but moments, and I mean minutes of just going, okay, even if it's right before you start your car or after you start your car, you can sit there for a moment and just take 3 minutes and really focus on your breathing. Stop worrying about when people need you there. Stop worrying about what time it is. Stop worrying about, you know, what you're going to eat for lunch. Focus on just your mind and your gratitude. And I know a lot of people say like, oh, I don't have time every day to do this or write in a journal or do yoga or whatever. If you have 5 minutes, whether it be in a shower or before your eyes are sealed shut for the night, 5 minutes of checking in with yourself and doing some deep breathing, that's what you need to get that reaction eventually. And it's every day, but you have to do this every day and practice those moments every single day, because it's not just when you're overwhelmed, ready to throw a printer out a window. I don't think I'm ever going to let myself go. Oh, it's not when you're to that point. It's all those points adding up and going, oh, I can handle that when it comes, because I've been really paying attention to that voice, to my voice, not anybody else's, just mine, what I need, what I'm feeling overwhelmed by in this moment. And I'm going to check in with myself, because I think that in order for me to do a great job for everybody else today, I have to be doing a great job for myself. Okay. And last one, this is perfect. I'm interested in trying meditation, but I'm not sure where to start. Any tips for beginners? I know I've answered this question multiple times, but I grabbed it because so many new listeners have been asking, what was it? I wanted to look and tell you guys today. 8,244 of you have joined within the last 30 days on my Spotify, and I am so thankful. So a lot of new listeners have been asking somewhat of duplicate questions, but this is a big one that I think I will always answer every single year. How to start, right? Tips for beginners. Start by finding a quiet place where you can sit comfortably, no distractions. And like I said, that can be in your car, that can be, you know, in the bathtub, that can be right before you fall asleep. And focus on those short meditations, sessions. Focus on your breathing, that guided meditation. And you can look up, like, just YouTube guided meditation, and they'll give you quick little tips for there. There'll be different ones. You have to find the one that works for you. It's almost like a therapist. So remember, it's normal for your mind to wander. I think so many people think that when you do mindfulness and meditation, like, it's supposed to be silent. Yes, you can get to that point if that's where you want it to be, or you can get to the point where you can just hear yourself and not the chaos of life. Not, oh, when was that bill due? Did I do this? Did I feed the dogs? Are they almost out of food? Like, all the wandering that our brains can do. All that sporting event. Oh my gosh, the weather's changing. That means I need to get this back out of them. Are my gutters clean? Like, all the wondering that comes with silence sometimes. I know as spouses, as parents, as adults, when you go to bed at night, a lot of us have 1,000 questions running through our heads. But if we dedicate that time to ourselves instead of our worries, it changes so much, and you'll wake up feeling so much lighter rather than heavier of going to sleep with all those things going crazy in your mind. I love doing meditation and mindfulness before I sleep. I also love doing it while I'm driving, or even I sit in a pickup line for my son. I'll sit there and I'll notice people on their phones, but a lot of times I like to not be on my phone and just kind of sit for a moment and go, relax. And I'll take like 10 minutes of that time and just clear my mind. And then, okay, I'm going to hop on my phone really quick and get some work done. Those small moments, you have to search for them. And I say that to say this, when people say I'm busy, I say prioritizing your mental health is so important. And it's like when your friend goes, oh, if they wanted to text you, they would, right? At any time when you're dating or new relationship, if they're not interested in you, they're not taking care of you, they're not respecting your emotional, mental well-being, they're kind of like, oh, I don't have time, I'm sorry, I forgot. And that's how a lot of people treat their mental health. I don't have time, oh, I forgot, I'm not good at this, this is new to me, oh. No, if you wanted to, they would. Right? So if you wanted to, you will, and you should prioritize your mental health like you would prioritize the love of your life. That's who you are. That's who you have to be. Every day, you have to show up for yourself, just like you would show up for your spouse, just like you show up for your kids. And connecting your mental and physical well-being starts with you, and it has to. So when the mind and body connection and learning to create that balance for yourself, you have to understand that when you support your overall health and well-being, that means you are prioritizing yourself. So that should feel good. It's not a chore. It's not something that, you know, you think it's going to be exhausting. It feels good. It does feel good. And then your body starts feeling good. And it's a domino effect in the opposite way as well. Because when one positive thing happens, another, and you're feeling great, you're attracting great energy, you're attracting great business, you're attracting great work ethic, you're attracting a great relationship, you're attracting great parenting skills, you're attracting great, 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 great. But it all starts with you. All of it. Look good, feel good, love yourself. It's the whole thing. It's all of it. It's complete. It's loving yourself completely. Look at me, ending this episode on a high note. So this week, I really want you to focus on that. If you're having aches and pains in your body and either you know it's from your mental state or you don't, maybe that's something we can look into, is how our bodies and our minds are feeling and how they're connected and how we want them to connect. We want them to be on the same page. They're not supposed to be separate. And so many of us have separated it because they don't have time. I don't have time for that. I just, you know, I push it to the side. I don't have the time. They have to be, it has to be an open highway from the mind to the body. Stop clogging it up with all your traffic, okay? Shut it down. Put some roadblocks, pull some roadblocks off the road and go, okay, this lane is open. We're going to start with this lane and then this one. And all of a sudden you're a 4-lane highway from your brain to your body. Everything's connected, freeing slowly, no more traffic jams, and everything's allowed to be where it's supposed to be. Okay? Have a great week. I hope the weather's beautiful where you're at, because I feel like where I'm at in the Midwest, we really deserve it. We have really are ready for some sunshine and nice weather. And I'm hoping that this episode helps so many of you realize that you can feel good and you're in control of it. You're in control of so much more than you think, and your mind is in control of all of it. So focus on your mind, to focus on your body, to focus on your life. Continue loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Leave a rating, leave a review. Love me, love yourself, love your mind and your body, and continue loving yourself completely. Bye.